This week's Torah reading is called Truma, which means donation. God commands the Jewish people, through Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, to give all kinds of materials, gold, silver, copper, flax, wool, wood, all kinds of things, to build the tabernacle, the Mishkan, in the desert, where the presence of God was going to be revealed. Now, the truth is that the Torah repeats, apparently, there's no such a thing as repetition in Torah, but the Torah repeats in three different ways the word truma, donation. From here, our sages learn that the truth is that there were three types of donations. It wasn't just one donation. What were these three types of donations? One donation of silver, actually like 8 grams, half a shekel. That was the name of the coin in that time. Half a shekel, 8 grams of silver to build the foundations, like very big silver blocks that were the foundations of the building of the tabernacle. Another donation was for the buying of the communal offerings throughout the whole year. In order for those offerings to actually work as atonement for each single person in the Jewish people, each single one had to participate in some way, actually, with another half a shekel, another 8 grams of silver, in order to buy throughout the year the animals and the oil and the flour, whatever used for the communal offerings for atonement. So we have, again, half a shekel for the foundations, half a shekel for the offerings. And then there was another donation, which every single person could give anything they wanted. Did you have wool, so give wool. You had wood, you give wood. You have silver, so you give silver, copper, whatever you have, skins of animals, you can give it in any amount. And that was used actually for the building itself of the rest of the tabernacle, not the foundations, the rest of the tabernacles, the wooden columns of the tabernacles and the skins used to cover the tabernacle and so on. Now, we have to understand why were these donations in such a way that, again, the foundations, everything, everybody is the same. And then the offerings, everybody is the same. That I explained, because the offerings have to be for each single person to atone for each one. Okay, that I explained. And then you have another type of donation that you can give whatever you want. What's the whole point over here? So in order to understand that, and in order to apply it to our life, we have to know that, in the beginning of this particular reading, it says a very interesting verse. The Torah says, do a temple for me, build a temple for me, and I will dwell inside of them. So at the beginning of the verse, it talks about a temple in singular. At the end of the verse, it talks about them in plural. Why? So there's a classical answer that Rashi offers, brought from our sages, that says, look, there wasn't only one temple, there was a tabernacle, and actually the tabernacle was installed in many places, in the desert, and then in the land of Israel, in the city of Shiloh, in Noiv, Giva, in different places. And then there was a first temple, and then there was a second temple, and they're going to be speedily in our days a third temple. So okay, so God is going to dwell with the inside of them. But then there's a very deep explanation, that the truth is that each one of us has to make of himself, herself, a temple. So God dwells inside of each one of us. We are the temple. But don't make a mistake. It's not that we replace the original temple and therefore there's no more temple anymore. No. That's a sheker. That's a lie that somebody wanted to push into people's mind. The truth is, spiritually speaking, we can say we have to sanctify ourselves and be a temple. And we will see how and what and so on. But we are still waiting for a temple. Actually, there's an argument between our sages whether the temple is going to be built by Moshiach, that means with the guidance of Moshiach, or is going to fall built from the heavens. But whatever the case is, we can make of ourselves, by sanctifying ourselves, a temple. So the same thing as we see in the building of the Mishkan of the Tabernacle that the Torah relates and describes so much, we see within ourselves, because we have to be the Tabernacle. So the same components of the Tabernacle in physical way, we see it in a spiritual way within us. Then we have the foundations. What's the foundation? The foundation was, again, a very big block of silver in order to put the whole building on top of that. That means that was the lowest part of the building. That lowest part represents humility, represents a person nullifying himself, herself toward God. I'm nothing. I'm just your emissary to bring your light in this world. In that sense, every single person is the same. It's true, one can understand more, understand less. That's what the columns and the rest of the Mishkan, the rest of the tabernacle actually represent. That's why that the donation that was given for the rest of the parts of the tabernacle were actually in different measurements. This guy gave gold, this guy gave a piece of wool. Okay, so this is the understanding this guy has. This is the power, so to speak, of will this guy has, that this represents the skins of the animals that actually surrounded the temple. I'm not going to explain every single detail, but the point is that we have different types of powers, capacities inside of us. We have a capacity of understanding, a capacity of feeling, a capacity of willing, which is the highest one, of having pleasure in God, which is the highest of the highest, surrounds the whole person and takes the whole person as a whole. But the beginning of everything and the foundation of everything is, in Hebrew they were called Adonim, these silver blocks. Everything is on top of that. And that, everybody is the same. Everybody has to give himself completely to God. As in the Jewish prayer book we say every day, actually three times a day, V'nafshi in Hebrew, V'nafshi ke'ofer lakel tiyeh, my soul should be like dust in front of everybody. And then the next phrase says, Pesach libi v'seirisachol, open my heart to your Torah, to your understanding. By us being humble, which is the beginning of the service to God, then we can, God opens our hearts into understanding Him. We can grow into understanding, but the beginning is humility. That's why also the beginning of the service of God every single day is by a phrase, Moide ani lefanecho, I recognize you, God. I thank you, God, that you gave me back my soul, and so on. Over here, you're not understanding who God is. You just wake up. You just woke up. You're still sleeping a little bit. Over there, the only thing is recognize, accept. He is the boss. He is the one that gave you life and gave you another day and the power to live another day in order to do good, in order to spread out the light of godliness and so on in the world. That's the basics. That's the beginning. But then on top of that, you have to understand. You have to grow. You have to have the columns, so to speak. You have to have the skins and everything else in the tabernacle that represents other powers, the powers of feelings, as I explained, the power of understanding, the power of feeling a will to connect to God, feeling pleasure in connecting to God, different powers in the soul of a person. That's why that donation was different for every single person. Because we're not all the same in the way we understand, we feel, we understand, we have a pleasure and will and so on. We're all different. Just as our phrases are different, say our sages, our powers inside of us are different. That's why these donations were all different. Again, just to summarize, regarding the donation for the communal offerings, in order for those donations to be for everybody and atone for everybody in the same way, they had to be the same, half a shekel. The donation for the donations for the Adonim, for the basics and the foundations of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, that's the beginning of the service of God. We're all the same in the eyes of God. No difference. And we have to give ourselves, you have to have humility to give yourself to God completely. And then that's why the donation was everything, everybody the same, half a shekel. And then the donations for the rest of the Mishkan, for the rest of the tabernacle, they represented the particular abilities and powers and capacities of each single person, which are different. That's why the donation was different. But the main point over here is, again, ve'osuli mikdash, make yourself sanctify yourself, make yourself a tabernacle of your own life, and God certainly will dwell within each one of us.